Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Call now with your tax questions at 252-222-4848.
I'd like to welcome Andrew Foster from Harvell & Collins, a.k.a. the tax man. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Boy, you know, over the course, it seems like you were just here, by the way. Time is just flying. But with each week, with each passing week, it seems, we get life lessons out there. We just learned of the passing of Rush Limbaugh yesterday. And a few weeks ago, we learned of the death of talk show host Larry King. And I think he's going to be the topic of your our conversation today.
Yeah, definitely. First, condolences to Rush, Rush's family. Mm-hmm. Tough one to lose there. He's an icon, a legend. Definitely, I was one of those Rush babies riding around in the back seat of my mom's car.
That explains it. Good
so,
for you.
So can attest to that, and you know, just really send my sympathies out. I've been listening to his show over the last several weeks, and when we didn't hear from him, you know, just after during the impeachment, mm-hmm. second impeachment, you know, I felt like things may have turned for the worst for him, and you just hate to see that. And hopefully, he had a good estate plan in place.
Let's hope so.
And but maybe, you know, maybe we won't even learn about it, and that would be the best thing.
Let's hope we don't, because. But you're, I am so amazed over the course of the 12, 14 months that you and I have been talking each Thursday with Life and Taxes, of the prominent people with big estates that, boy, didn't either plan or just had a horrible safety net or nothing at all.
That's right. And that brings us to our topic for today, which is
Mr. King.
Larry King. So I love this. I saw the article, and it was the fight for a king's ransom. So here we go. Here that kind of gives you a prelude of what's to come.
Yeah, it's called foreshadowing. Yeah.
So Larry King had a wife, Sean King, and they'd been married for 22 years. But ironically, they were in the process of divorcing when Mr. King passed away. He also had five children, two of which predeceased. He had Andy, I don't think I'm going to say this right, Chai, Larry, Chance, and Cannon. Mm-hmm. And two of his children had actually predeceased him, which were Andy and Chai. And that's where we sat when he passed away. He had estate planning that was purportedly done in 2015 through an attorney, and supposedly those documents named his wife Sean King as the executor of his estate, and she was very happy and said everything had a tight little bow around it, and it was great planning according to her. But the plot thickens.
Here we go. That's 5 years, 6 years ago.
Yeah,
five,
six years ago.
Right.
In 2019, Larry King handwrote a last will and testament. And this is what it says in some scribbled writing. You can go find this online. It's pretty wild. This is my last will and testament. It should replace all previous writings. In the event of my death, any day after the above date, which is dated in 2019, I want 100% of my funds to be divided equally among my children, Andy, Chai, Larry, Jr., Chance, and Cannon. Obviously, Andy and Chai died after this will was written, mm-hmm. but before Larry King died. And then actually there's two witnesses on the documents. So two witnesses, on the actual document itself. So this will has now been admitted for probate. And there is, Larry Jr. actually is the one that qualified or is attempting to qualify as administrator of the estate. And obviously, Sean King is not happy about this.
She's not happy.
She is not happy, and she's gone ahead and filed her objections, you know, obviously stating that this is not a valid will.
Okay.
This isn't his last will.
But
also, Larry Jr. should not be the administrator of the estate because he has a conflict of interest because he actually owes the estate $266,000.
Okay.
So she's not only challenging the will, she's challenging him being appointed as administrator of Larry King's estate.
Can I stop you there, Andrew?
Yeah.
And forget her emotions and the fact that Larry King is a famous individual. If someone did that, what you just described, 5 years prior, they had a buttoned up, you know, wrapped nicely will. 5 years later, I'll use myself. I handwrite a will. Does what I wrote in 2019 have standing, and does it supersede 2015? Is it that simple of a question?
Good question. So let's talk about North Carolina law.
Sure.
Under North Carolina law, you can handwrite your will. It has to be entirely in your own handwriting. And there has to be three witnesses who come forward and state that the writing they see on the page is, in fact, your handwriting.
Okay.
And there has to be a witness who testifies that this writing was found amongst your valuable effects. So it can't just be willy-nilly anywhere. It has to be among your valuable effects. If you get this, if you can get three people to do that, and you can get one person to say that it's found amongst your valuable effects, that then can be a valid will under North Carolina law. Now, interestingly enough, Mr. King had two witnesses as well, so this might actually qualify under North Carolina law as a written, attested will. Those witnesses just come forward, mm-hmm. sign an affidavit that they actually saw Mr. King sign the document. Not that he wrote it. He didn't have to write it under this test.
Yeah.
And if they say, yes, I saw him sign that document, he knew that it was his last will and testament, boom, that will can then be admitted to probate under the written attested will category. So you might have a couple different challenges here. Number one, it could be that this doesn't qualify as a holographic will. And then the backup would be the propounder, the one that says this is the will, would then say, it doesn't have to be. It could be a written attested will under the law. So it's going to be interesting to see which way that goes, because
sure.
they're kind of covered both ways because of these two witnesses who appear on the document.
Interesting.
You know, so that's where it sits. And then obviously there'll have to be a challenge, what's called a will caveat. And we mentioned last week, ironically enough, about how a will is challenged. Mm-hmm. And it's challenged for, obviously, formalities, execution. So let's see if that ends up holding up. And then if not, then we're looking at undue influence. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at lack of testamentary capacity.
Topics we've talked about prior.
Correct. So those are the way shows. That this will would ultimately get challenged. But I think, interestingly enough for Larry King, there's so much more going on here because we've got divorcing spouses. So you're sitting out there saying, well, Andrew, hey, look here. They were getting divorced. So certainly, Miss Sean King has somehow waived her rights to be, the administrator of the estate, be a taker under the estate, a beneficiary under this estate. And the short answer is that the divorce wasn't finalized. So if we're, again, applying North Carolina law to the situation, obviously California law will apply. But if we're applying North Carolina law to this, not until you get that final divorce decree does the individual get formally excluded from the will at that point in time. And what we do under North Carolina law is we treat that as being, treat the spouse, the divorced spouse, as being pre-deceased. So it's as if they weren't even alive when your will is probated.
Yeah.
They're not divorced. I mean, it's clear they're just still undergoing divorce proceedings. So therefore, you've still got her right to take North Carolina law. Remember, we can't disinherit our spouses. Mm-hmm. So there's an elective share possibility here that we've got. There's a year's allowance, which under North Carolina law is the first $60,000, but also you can apply for an increased year's allowance, and certainly she would do so because Mr. King's estate is a lot bigger.
Greater than
and
60.
She would say,
sure.
I think I read somewhere that she says she needs $1 million a year to survive. So there you
Who
go.
Doesn't? Yeah.
there you go there. But it's really interesting because you got this divorcing. I think that's very big for our listeners to hear is if you're out there and you're in the midst of a breakup or divorce, realize that if you don't hit that final line, which is divorce being final, entry of order, final decree of divorce.
Both parties being alive at the time.
And you haven't signed any type of separation agreement or anything outlining what the rights are relative to a person's estate. Person still could be a taker. Still could be a taker under the estate. So just beware of that because we're going to have that issue in Larry King's estate regardless of whether that handwritten, potentially holographic, potentially written attested will is admitted to probate. The next thing is that we have predeceased beneficiaries in his will. So just remember, we've got two children mm-hmm. that died prior to Larry King dying, but they were in his will. So what happens to their share?
Wow.
Enter the North Carolina anti-lapse statute. So the North Carolina anti-lapse statute states that if it's from a grandparent, so basically you look at the grandparent and you go down the line, and if it's a taker who happens to go from the grandparent line, yeah. which in this case we do, we've got children, then we basically can say that the child who's predeceased, their children, if any, would take their share.
Okay.
So that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. So for Andy's children, for instance, if he has children out there, his children would basically step into his shoes and would take
okay.
under
people
Andy's
can see
share.
That transition.
Yeah. So that's the anti-lapse statute that comes into play. So it's just so interesting. So here we are with a with an individual who has millions and millions of dollars. Now, he did go through several divorces, mm-hmm. so I'm sure his estate got chopped in half multiple times, but still has at least $2 million. That was what was on the preliminary application when they submitted the will for probate. And you're going to have a battle over, is this written will, this handwritten will, a valid will? That's kind of question number one. You know, and then you're going to have the divorced spouse issue,
yep.
if that even is admitted to probate, and how we are there when in the midst of a divorce proceeding but not finalized, she does have rights to that estate. And then you've got these predeceased beneficiaries with the anti-lapse statute coming into play as well. So what do we learn from all this, Mike? And I think we learn a lot of lessons, which is, you know, you got to get your planning done. I mean, Larry King here, you know, seems like on a whim, more or less, decided, hey, I'm going to handwrite this document and leave my children everything. But it would have been so much more effective had he had gone and seen an attorney and said, hey, look, I'm in the middle of a divorce. I want to leave my estate to my kids. Let's talk about some options here what we can do.
Right. Give me a roadmap.
Give me a roadmap about how to do this, because we could have dealt with these issues. The fact that, hey, look, we want to make sure she doesn't take. Let's talk about possibility of getting a separation agreement in place. Let's talk about getting what we call an elective share trust at Harvell and Collins, which we've drafted for many individuals to say, let's put their portion in trust for their benefit, so that way it can go to your kids upon their death at least. But there's just so many different angles that we could play. Don't leave yourself in this situation where you just have a handwritten will that's going to lead to so much litigation.
He left his heirs exposed. He's dead. He's gone. But the heirs now have to deal with it.
2 years in the making, for sure.
Simply call Harvell and Collins, 252-726-9050. Don't end up in the boat that the heirs of Larry King are in now. Call Harvell and Collins today or go online, harvellandcollins.com. Thanks, Andrew.